The immediate past chairman of the Government and Hospital Pharmacists Association, Gospar Remontete, has apologized to Ghanaians for the inability of government pharmacists to call off their strike earlier. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Tete said the pharmacists have called off their strike with the hope that government will be fair in the implementation of their salaries.
We're happy to be back, and I'm sure the patients will tell you that the inconveniences are, you know, way gone. They are far behind them. Kwalegu is a tertiary institution, so the number is always huge. And, you know, we provide 24-hour services, which you won't get anywhere. So even in the middle of the night, patients are flogging in. It's been great. We are not even seeing any signs of strike action. Patronage has been high, and the patients who depend on so much on our services, like HIV patients, patients with chronic conditions who require medication constantly, are also coming regularly. Everything is back. We plead and hope that these grievances that we've presented are resolved. And we think that the government means well, because there's no reason to cheat. We believe strongly that government would not encourage cheating in the implementation of salaries for workers.
According to Mr. Tete, they will withdraw their extra services if their grievances are not met. He expressed the hope that a committee set up by government will come out with a mutually agreeable solution.
If it happens, we won't go on strike, but the extra services that we provide, the Saturdays, the Sundays, the public holidays, the overtimes, we are going to stop, because we can't work with our colleagues who are being paid the exact number of extra hours they do. And then when we do hours, we are told that hours is gratis. There's nothing gratis in Ghana. Electricity is going up, school fees are going up, everything is going up. So I can't put in certain hours and somebody tells me that he determines what I do. So we are going to withdraw those services. I mean, permanent, because paid for it, so that is clear. We also hope that the committee, the four-man sub-cabinet committee that was set up to look into the grievances and make a recommendation, they will do a good job. They've in fact done their part, and I think we hear that it's been submitted to cabinet and awaiting cabinet approval for implementation. We hope that that will solve the problem. We are sure things will come back to normal. The only thing we have to say is that it's very sad that simple matter like this has taken close to about 3 years to resolve. And in between this period that we've been clamoring for solution of these problems, our rank and file, our membership have been suffering. Some have gone 2-3 months without salaries. And when you see some of the salaries, it's horrible to work and then be paid something that is, you know, totally lower than what you were getting 3 years ago. It's sad. More so when we have seen the salaries others are collecting, it's not the best. So we hope that these problems will not continue.
It is barely a week since the pharmacists in government hospitals resumed work. A cross-section of the public Radio Ghana spoke to express their displeasure about the resumption, their pleasure about the resumption of work by the government pharmacists. Meanwhile, Radio Ghana sought views from some patients at Kolebu.
My husband is on admission and I'm happy the pharmacists are back and working well. I'm really happy. I can get medicine for my husband.
Yeah, I think it's okay. It's okay for them to work. Yeah, because when a patient came here and you have to go outside to go and buy, search for medicine, and there are some medicines, if you go outside, you can't get it. So when they have it here, it's better they work for people to get what they want from them. So yeah, I see that they are working.
Their resuming is very important, is that sometimes you may come here in the night when the outsiders has closed. If they give you a prescription for a medicine, at that time, these people who are here, the pharmacy which is here, are open. So you can just get in and buy the medicine. The doctor can take care of your patient for you. Because even yesterday, they write a medicine from which in the outside, I couldn't get it, but I was able to get it here for my patient. They are working.
Some patients talking to Radio Ghana about the resumption of work by the government pharmacists.